setting the pace on the pursuit of happiness. This is The Ken Coleman Show, where you discover what you were born to do and how to make it happen. Now, helping you get unstuck and on the path to your dream job, America's career coach, Ken Coleman.
I am coming to you live from Ramsey Solutions Studios in Nashville, and you are joining a conversation about who you are, what you were created to do, where you want to do that, and then how do you get there. We're talking about meaningful work. Life is too short to just be in a J-O-B and just live for the weekend. You long for more than that anyway. Every human being on the planet does. We all long to make a difference in this world. That's why people, when they call in the Ken Coleman Show here, I'll say, "What? You have any idea what you want to do?" "No, I just want to help people." Well, they do have an idea, but the way they say it is, "I just want to help people." Well, welcome to the human race. We all long to make a difference in this world. And I've got great news for you. You were created to fill a unique role. You are needed. You must do it. That's why you feel that longing, that pull, if you will. Now, I know it's scary and it can be confusing, but that's why I exist in my work. My purpose in my work is to help you get clear, get qualified, get connected, get started, get promoted, get the dream job so that you can expand the dream and then give yourself away. And it really is about the contribution. And you were created to contribute. Somebody out there needs you to be you. So let's help you figure it out. Now, we also talk about getting promoted. That's one of those stages you just heard me rattle through. I'll help you with an A, B, or C choice. I'll help you with your spouse, your boyfriend, your girlfriend. If they're struggling to make a decision or they're down in the dumps, and trying to help that out too. So we're here to help people get on purpose. And let me tell you something. When you're on purpose in your work life, you will see your personal life improve as well. You'll see your mental and emotional health improve as well. So let's get after it. It's a call-in show, toll-free, 844-747-2577, 844-747-2577. Josh is on the line in Midland, Texas. Josh, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
Hey, Ken. How are you?
Josh, I'm living the dream. How can I help you?
I just started listening to your show, and I've been listening to Dave Ramsey for a couple years, mm-hmm. and finally started getting my financial situation on track.
Great.
I was kind of just, I've been stuck in a rut of trying to figure out what I want to do, kind of for the rest of my life. I'm in school right now. I work full time. I have a wife and two kids, and that's kind of where I'm at.
Good. Now, what are you in school full time for? What's the purpose there?
I was just kind of in school because that's what I, just decided to take up. I originally got into school to be some sort of a work in the church in some kind of a way, whatever way I could be useful in.
Okay. And so how far along are you in college right now?
I've got about halfway done with my bachelor's degree.
Great. And are you thinking a ministry major? Is that what you're still aiming towards?
Well, I originally got into it for a ministry major, but I just recently switched to psychology.
Why?
Well, like you say on your show, I really just want to help people.
Mm-hmm.
And preaching doesn't necessarily resonate with me, but really speaking into people's lives and helping them behind the desk.
Yes.
That would probably be something I could see
Who
myself
are the people-
doing.
But. Who are the people? Let's just have some fun. Let's you and I dream and imagine. Let's say that you are a licensed counselor right now today, and you've got three people on the schedule today. Tell me the three things. So it's three people, and each of them have one thing. We're just having fun. Okay. Tell me the three things that you're counseling them on today. The three things you're counseling on, period. So each person's got a thing, and you would be excited because you're going, well, we're going to deal with this, then this, then this. Tell me three things.
I guess I would have to start with any major issues that might be crippling.
No, give me one. Give me an example of somebody that would just, you'd go, oh, man, I'm so excited they're coming to me with this because I want to help them with this problem. Give me something.
Definitely depression, anxiety.
Boom. Depression. Give me another one. Two more.
I would say any kind of father issues.
Okay. Love
and,
it.
And I don't know.
Yeah, you do. You're doing like so good. You're doing so good. Stop getting doubtful. Get clear. What would be another issue? You go, I'm going to counsel somebody on this.
I guess anxiety. A lot of people lump it together with depression, but I think it's a separate issue.
I think it is too. Good for you. So how fun was that for you just to kind of walk down? I know it's not like you're a little nervous. You're on the air. I get it. You're live. But how fun was that to just think about three people, three major issues, and you diving in deep, one-on-one, digging and helping them?
Yeah, it was pretty cool.
Okay, so let me ask you a question. What would you do tomorrow, Josh, if you knew you could not fail?
I think that's kind of what I'm searching for.
Josh, did we just go into a separate phone call? Is this like a different Josh? Did you put a different Josh on the phone? Wait a second. I thought we just talked about a day in the future and we dreamed through it. And then I asked you, what would you do tomorrow if you couldn't fail? And you went, that's what I'm struggling with. Josh, do you or do you not? You initially had a pull to ministry because you wanted to help people. And it was through a ministry lens. Then you realize, you know what? I'm not interested in being a pastor, or preacher. I want to counsel people. So I said, what would be the things you would want to counsel on? You told me very specifically. So I'm confused.
Well, Ken, to be honest with you, kind of what I was worried about is the financial aspect of it. And I know that sounds kind of like weird or maybe
no, it doesn't. No, it doesn't. It's very normal. But you have gone to a different part of the phone call than I'm not even there. I'm not even where you are. Josh, I'm having some fun with you. I'm trying to wake you up. Josh, what would you do tomorrow if you knew you could not fail and you did not have to pay for it? I just put you there, qualified, ready to go. What would you do?
Maybe a psychologist or something.
Yes. Why are you struggling to say this? You've just been telling me what you want to do. You want to be a counselor. Is that true or false?
Yeah.
But you're hung up on how do I get there? Because you're going, I don't have any money or I'm in debt. I got a wife and little kids. I can't afford to go to full-time counseling school. That's what's really holding this up.
Well, I think I'd be able to afford it. I'm just worried about, like, after I get a license or something, you know, counselors aren't notorious for making tons of money. And
you've not been talking to any successful counselors. I know that. Am I right or wrong?
That might be true. That might be true.
No. It's not might be true. It's either true or not. Have you sat down and talked to any successful professional counselors, whether they be in the Christian side or the secular side? Have you done that?
Well, I really haven't talked about the financial side of it, I guess.
The answer is no, you haven't. They do make enough money. How much do you make right now?
About 65.
Yeah, you could make that and more with a successful business. You might eventually have your own practice. You might start off working with somebody else and then go into your own practice. So hang on the line, Josh. I know you're brand new and I'm having some fun with you. You need to hang on. Let's get him whatever version of my best-selling book, The Proximity Principle, because it's written for Josh. It's written for him. He knows what he wants to do. He doesn't know how to get there, and he's terrified. That'll tell you the way. This is the Ken Coleman Show. Are you ready to launch into a tech career in the next year? Bethel School of Technology's online technology bootcamp provides their students the most up-to-date tech training and highest chances of post-school employment. Aiden is a recent high school graduate who skipped college to enroll with Bethel Tech. In less than a year, he has a job as a developer with a salary of $65,000. 80% of Bethel Tech students land jobs within 4 months of graduating. Bethel students get jobs, and you can too. Go to betheltech.net/Ken Coleman to get started today. Welcome back to the Ken Coleman Show, where we help you move from paycheck to purpose because you long to do something that matters deeply to you. That is income and impact. 844-747-2577. 844-747-2577. 877 is the number. Let's go to Phelan, California, where Ryan joins us on the line. Ryan, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
Hey, Ken, how you doing?
Ryan, I'm living the dream. What are you doing?
Just trying to figure out what I'm supposed to be doing. So I just finished a bachelor's in business finance last weekend. And I realized I really don't like corporate finance, like, whatsoever. And I don't feel any motivation to do further education to be a financial planner either. I thought financial advising would be the direction I would go, but just realized it wasn't something I was passionate about. Mm-hmm. And I didn't feel like I would have anything to contribute. So I changed direction. I'm set to start a teacher credentialing program in the fall to teach social studies to high school students. But I'm having doubts about going through with that as a career path too. I just feel lost and directionless. Mm. And it makes me like feel really anxious and depressed.
Yeah.
Almost every day. And I'm like not sure what to do.
Yeah. Well, the first thing we got to do is get clear. And I'm glad you called me, because there's no reason for you to be walking around every day thinking that you don't have a contribution you're supposed to be making. And that's essentially what this boils down to. The more you kind of wander around not knowing, depression is a thing. I mean, that's there's no question why you feel the way you feel, but there's no reason for you to be walking around feeling that way. And I think we're going to have to overcome some things that are holding you back from getting clear. So I want to take a stab at that. I think we can get you clear on this phone call if you're willing to speak to me from your heart. Are you willing to share your heart?
Yeah, I've been trying the sweet spot exercise and career clarity guide, and I'm having a hard time doing it myself. Like, I just can't.
Why?
I know
you are.
Because of.
Why?
I think it's just my own poor self-image that I can't be clear on what I'm good at.
It's 100% what it is. I think you have the answers, but you question the answers. I think when you're forced to say, what do I do best? I think you have answers that pop up in your head, but no sooner do they pop up in your head, your own brain goes, I don't think that's true. Sound about right?
Yeah. I overanalyze my own strengths to the point where I feel like I don't have any.
Okay. So we're about ready to go through that, and you're going to actually give me the answers. You're not going to self-delete. Do you understand?
Yeah, I'll do my best.
No, you're not going to do your best. You're going to do exactly what I just said, because you just admitted on the air to all these people listening to you, you just admitted that you have answers, but then you delete them. True or false?
So don't
delete the answers. You're going to tell me. But before we get to that, I want to know who or what is causing you to have such poor self-image. You don't have to tell me all the gory details, but I want you to own it. Something has happened to you, or somebody said something to you, or something, the environment, something has made you feel like you have nothing to offer. What is it?
To be completely honest, I'm not totally sure who or what, but I know I've felt like that for most of my life, where I kind of feel like, I don't know, just like I've heard from different people throughout my life that if I applied myself, that I would do better. And I never really understood that, because, you know, I don't know.
Do you have learning challenges?
I tried really hard.
Do you have learning challenges?
I don't. A lot of what I didn't in school, like everything came really easy to me, and I didn't really study that hard, but I still got good grades, and everyone looked at me like I wasn't trying, and that if I tried really hard, that I would do a lot better.
But you already were getting good
grades.
A's
and B's.
You're getting A's and B's, and people are telling, who are those people?
Family, friends.
And you were trying, and you're telling me that you were giving the effort.
As much effort as I felt was necessary, yeah. Like, I did what I felt I needed to do. Like, I did my assignments, and
I just
didn't spend hour after hour on it.
Yeah, it came easy to you, but it didn't really excite you.
No, not at all.
I know. And therein lies the problem. So I'm actually really excited about this. I think the problem is you've been told by so many people you could do better, you could do better, you could do better. And you're going, okay, I'm kind of confused. I think you've been in a state of confusion for a long time. So
it's been
let me ask you this:
my whole life,
is there anything in your life that really fires you up, and you're actually really, really good at it? I mean, amazing! Like you max out on it because you actually really enjoy it.
I really love when I get the chance to help people through personal life problems, like anytime that a friend comes to me with a dilemma or like a relationship issue or
interesting. Okay.
Yeah. I really enjoy kind of giving them an outside perspective. And I feel like that means one of my strengths is analysis.
Good. Here we go. Let's do this. What do you do? So we got analysis. All right. So that's basically logic. You have a talent. Mm-hmm. You're just a logical thinker. You look at stuff and break it down pretty easily. Yes.
Yeah, to the point where sometimes I do it too much.
That's fine. So do I. I am an over-analytical guy as well. I overthink stuff. Yeah. What else are you? What are your top talents? Give me the two or three more things you do really good, and do not delete your answers. What do you do really, really well besides logical thinking, analytical thinking?
I've been told that by my fiance that I'm a good teacher because I break things down really simply and
right. That's
communicate things.
That's communication. That's the talent of communication. Anything else?
Yeah. I'm trying to think.
I'm going to say
well
this
too, but I think that's communication.
That's communication. But I'm going to give you another C word: connection. Do you connect well with others?
Not as much as I would like to.
I'm talking when you're one-on-one with people. Do you connect well with them?
I think so.
Yeah. That advice giving, that's a connection. Because in order for you to give advice, you can't just analyze. You got to connect, don't you?
Yeah.
There you go. So,
yeah, you're right.
What would you do? What would you do if you knew you couldn't fail based on the answers you've given me so far? Because I think it's sitting right there in front of you. If you knew you could do it and you'd be really amazing at it, couldn't fail, didn't have to commit to it the rest of your life, what would you do? Say it.
I honestly wish that I could just do a job where people come to me with their problems and I just help them solve them, whether it be a relationship,
so what
career,
do you call that? What do you call
education?
That? What do you call that? Give me one word to describe that. That's beautiful. There's your answer. What do you call it? There's no wrong answer.
Counseling.
Just think about it. Wait a second. Does a counselor have to have the talent of communication and connection? Does the counselor have to have the talent of logic?
Yeah, that's pretty much the job description.
Yeah. Does the counselor have to have a little bit of persuasion ability?
Yeah.
You're laughing. You're laughing because you have those talents. That's why you're laughing.
Well, yeah, the reason I'm laughing is because like I've done sales before, and I was really good at sales, but I hated sales.
Yeah, you know why you hated
really
sales?
Believe in the product.
That's what it does. That's what it is. You were good at everything except had you been selling a product or a service that you were passionate about, you would have done great. But the counseling is a version is in the neighborhood of sales. You're not selling a product as a counselor. What you're selling is health. And hope and a vision mm-hmm. for a healthy future. You need to find out this answer. Who are the people you most want to counsel or coach? And then go do that. You've got this, young man. You're free. You're clear. This is the Ken Coleman Show. More money, more impact. And part of that, by the way, is helping you get the job, right? The competitive edge. Think of me as your coach. I want to help you beat the competition because you are in a competition. One of the ways we do that is not just through the teaching, the content, the resources we create, but partnerships like ZipRecruiter, the number one hiring site in the United States. ZipRecruiter understands the job process can be icky, sucky, frustrating, lonely, all the things. And so their artificial intelligence does a lot of the work for you. They send you job opportunities for you to apply to with one click, not filling out a new resume every time. And because they're Zip and because companies are paying ZipRecruiter for access to you, not only is it a free service for you, but you stand out because while you're doing your life, they're pitching you to companies that have positions that match up to your profile. Again, no brainer. ZipRecruiter.com. ZipRecruiter.com. The Ken Coleman Show continues from our Ramsey Solutions Studios in Nashville. Honored to have you with us as we talk about you and your unique contribution to this world through your work. In other words, working on purpose is also living on purpose. What were you created to do? What's that dream job? Is it possible to get there? The answer is yes. And I'm going to show you how. 844-747-2577. 844-747-2577. Let's go to Baltimore, Maryland, where Natalie joins us on the line. Natalie, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
Hi, Ken. It's good to talk to you.
Good to talk to you. What's up?
Hi. So I wanted to ask you, I want to look for a new job, but I also have a desire to go to seminary, and I'm not sure which one to focus on first. And so I wanted to see if you thought that I should focus on like my next career step, or if you think that now is a good time to pursue seminary.
Okay, so I'm a little that's interesting. So seminary and your future career are not connected at all?
They might be. I would love them to be, but I'm not sure.
Okay, tell me more about the two options. So what's the career, the dream, the purpose you're going for there?
I'm still figuring that out. I went to school for history, and I've been working in museums. And when I was in school, working in museums was always the dream. But I'm not really.
Okay, well, let's go back.
I'm not liking.
All right, so, but you gave me two options. I just need to know what the two are. So, career versus seminary. Okay. What's the career that you're considering?
I thought about doing like social media and going into marketing.
Why? I don't understand how that's connected to always wanting to work in museums. That's something that comes from somewhere. And then seminary that's a whole nother deal. Like, is that just because you want deeper theological knowledge for your personal spiritual life? Or is there some type of ministry implication to that?
So it's definitely a passion of mine, learning theology and talking about it with people. I could definitely see in the future, like maybe running a social media account or doing something with a ministry. And helping them get their message out.
Oh, okay. So, but you could see how I was that social media marketing thing was so out of left field. So it's kind of it's like if social media marketing in seminary work, or in the Christian space and biblical worldview, and so you want to be knowledgeable so that you could be better at that role, then I would say go to the field, get in the field and get the experience. And then seminary is whenever you can afford it and when you have time for it. So I don't really come up with the timeline you do, but the criteria are, can I afford it? Meaning I can cash flow my way through it, because we're not going to tell you to do it, you know, via a loan. And then do I have the time to put into it? Because seminary is intense.
Yeah, it is.
So, you know, but if ultimately you do want to do social media marketing, but in a evangelical or Christian space, then that makes a lot of sense. But if you still got this nagging pull, and I don't mean nagging in a negative way, but this, it's not going away, this whole museum thing, that I wouldn't ignore that either. But I'm just curious, is that still there?
Yes and no. Like I wanted to go into museums because I really wanted to help people learn about history and to find it fun and all of that. But I haven't been able to do that. And so I don't know. I've been thinking that maybe theology is an area where I can still do that, is, you know, help people understand it better. And
is there a history? Is there a biblical history component to this theology as well?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So give me an example of an organization that if I called them today, I said, hey, let me tell you about my friend Natalie. She's awesome. She wants to do social media marketing for you. Who would you go work for?
I would love to work for a podcast called Journey Women or Relatable with Allie Beth Stuckey.
Okay. Why?
Because I love what they do. I love how they are helping people understand the Bible better and helping them think critically about it. And
So they're
educating people.
So there's the destination.
Okay.
Am I right?
Okay.
I'm not saying just those organizations. I'm saying that kind of work. If that's your dream job, am I right or am I wrong?
You're right.
Yeah. Why? Because that's where the museum thing comes back. There's the connection.
Yeah.
You love learning and you love sharing what you've learned. True or false?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Uh-oh. Uh-oh. Did you hear that, everybody? She went, uh-huh. Somebody says, uh-huh. That means I finally hit the heart.
Yeah.
So keep it simple.
Okay.
I love learning and I love sharing. Instructing with that knowledge. That's the jam for you. See, learning is work. You're a professional learner, but you don't want to just learn it for you. You want to share it as well. So the learning and instructing, I'm going to use those two words just to keep it simple. That hit your heart.
Yeah.
Ding, 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 ding. Your heart just went nuts just now. So whether it's social media or marketing or not, that's up to you. But the job better be allowing you to learn and to share / instruct whatever based on what you're learning. Seminary, as it can help you do that better, then that's a viable option if you can afford it and if you have the time to do it. But I don't think there's this big rush to get into seminary again, unless you've got the money ready to go and you got the time to do it. But as far as professional direction, it could be any number of type of jobs, as long as you're in your sweet spot and you know what you do best. We didn't go through that. Don't need to, because you know the work you love. You want to be a professional learner and a professional instructor, guide, whatever. That's what you want to do. You want to illuminate.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, there it is again. We got two of them out of her.
Yeah.
So that's the direction you need to get. That's where you need to go. Okay.
Okay.
You got this.
Thank you.
Yeah, you bet.
Thank you.
Really proud of you. Thanks for the call. 844-747-2577. Let's see if we can get Sarah in here real quick. Sarah, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
Hi, Ken. Thanks for having me.
You bet. Hey, I've only got about 2 minutes, but I think I can help you in 2 minutes. Let's try. What's up?
Okay, let's go for it. So I actually am interested in doing a career change, but the career change requires time prep. And my current job requires a lot of overtime. So I just want to get some, you know, insight as far as how to navigate that.
Yeah. How many hours a week do you think you need to prep to get qualified to get the new job?
Okay. So at least, so it's physical fitness related, and you have to be able to pass certain tests and requirements.
Yep.
So that's that we're looking at least, I mean, gosh, like 2 to 3 hours a day if I wanted to expedite it, and so forth.
All right. So let's say that's 21 hours a week. Yes.
Yep.
7 days, 3 hours a day, 21 hours. And by the way, you don't have to have these exactly. I'm giving you a formula. So we got 21 hours. All right. How many hours are you working with overtime?
So between that, gosh, minimum 50, but it can go upwards to like 70.
Do you have to do that? Do you have to? Or can you say no to some of those hours?
No, not in the current work environment I'm in. No is not always an option.
Okay. Let me ask you this. Is it worth replacing this job? Even if you got to stick it out for 2-3 more months, 6 months, whatever, replacing this job to where you're working a 40-hour week job, which will then allow you to do the 21 hours that you need to do easily.
For sure. So
that's how you do it.
That is actually a really tough question that I'm trying to like grapple with. Yeah.
Because you're getting paid extra for all those hours, yes?
Negative. So I'm salary.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Listen to me. Start looking today. It's worth it. Because here's the deal. I don't know if you can do the 21 hours. Now, if you can still work 60, 70 hours and get the 21 hours, then I think you're a strong enough woman to do it. But if not, get out. Hey, my time is almost up. But before I let you go, I want you to know that you matter and you do have what it takes. Thank you for joining us. Until next time, this is The Ken Coleman Show. Press on.
Thanks for listening to The Ken Coleman Show. For more, you can find the show on demand wherever you listen to podcasts and watch the show on YouTube. You can also find Ken across all social media by following at Ken Coleman.
Hey, if you're a fan of this podcast, we've got more where that came from. Ever wondered how to win in business and leadership? I'm George Camel, host of the Entree Leadership Podcast, where you'll hear exceptional advice, origin stories, and practical strategies for success. These weekly conversations with America's brightest business owners, thought leaders, and entrepreneurs will help you succeed in all areas of business and leadership. Listen to the Entree Leadership Podcast wherever you listen to podcasts.